The next case was a woman in her late 50s with a BRCA1 germline mutation that was detected after the diagnosis of triple-negative breast cancer. She was then found to have stage 3 high-grade serous ovarian cancer during a prophylactic oophorectomy and was treated with debulking surgery and carboplatin, but presented with a mass of pleural effusion 6 months later. The patient received olaparib monotherapy, had a resolution of the effusion, and didn't require further treatment. The question that was posed was whether or not it's generally possible to achieve good tumor control in patients with BRCA germline mutations treated with PARP inhibitor monotherapy in those who have pleural effusions or ascites.
So for this patient, with a little bit of a disadvantage because we don't have all the data, but I'd be curious whether or not this was truly an ovarian cancer recurrence or a triple negative breast recurrence. I imagine all I had was cytology, and it can be very difficult to tell based on cytology. And we know in triple negative breast, at least talazoparib has an indication. So,
does olaparib. You know,
this may have been, it's a little unclear to me actually what's driving this. Typically in ovary cancer, we've never broken down responses in any of the studies based on ascites like we have in post-hoc analyses with bevacizumab. So I wouldn't say that I've seen patients with big responses to monotherapy PARP inhibition who present with massive effusions, because honestly, I probably would have picked a different regimen for them.
So yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes things work that you maybe don't expect